Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Catherine Cowdery, and the post-election rally continues, sending the S&P 500 and Dow Industrial Average to records. We check the markets every 15 minutes. Dow Industrial Average up 55 points, 0.25% to 19,605. S&P 500 up 2 points, 0.1% to 2,243. The NASDAQ is up 6 points, 0.1%, trading at 5,400 even. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil up $1.10 a barrel to $50.87. 10-year Treasury down 11/32, yield 2.3817. And that's the Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Catherine Cowdery, thank you so much. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets. Well, our next guest in 2012 was featured on the cover of Forbes as the world's youngest self-made female billionaire. She signed the Giving Pledge along with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. She's also changed the way women get dressed. And she is a keynote speaker at the conference here in Boston, the Massachusetts Women's Conference. We're talking about Sarah Blakely. She's the founder of Spanx, and I caught up with her a little bit earlier. What's the story you want to tell? What's the message you want to get across?
Well, it's all about how I started my business. So entrepreneurship, believing in yourself. I mean, I didn't have a business degree. I'd never worked in fashion or retail. I was a consumer trying to solve a problem. And I only had $5,000 to do it. So I was selling fax machines door to door. I'd set aside $5,000. So what I love about my journey and experience is whatever I can share with other women in particular that might inspire or ignite something in them, you know, what I did feels more approachable to a lot of people because I didn't go out and raise a bunch of VC. I didn't have a bunch of industry contacts. And I really am the American dream, just an idea and a little bit of savings.
How hard was it?
It's hard. I mean, you have to work really hard. It is a lot of perseverance and a lot of guts. I cold called selling fax machines for 7 years.
Which is not easy.
I got really used to the word no, Carol. So rejection was something that I really had to deal with. So I heard the word no for 2 years straight when I wanted to invent Spanx. I was driving around North Carolina begging all the men that make hosiery to help me make this idea. And just stuck with it and sort of just took the approach the whole way through of bootstrapping it. I mean, I made my own packaging. I wrote my own patent. I didn't have the money for a patent lawyer to do the whole thing, so I wrote most of it. Just bought a book at Barnes & Noble on patents and trademarks.
Which is amazing, right?
I mean, you know, and as a woman who was frustrated, Spanx to me is the canvas, the perfect canvas under clothes. And before it existed, nothing really did. You had traditional underwear that left a panty line, or the girdles were too thick and heavy duty and didn't solve anything either. They were too bulky. And I love clothes. So I see clothing, our clothes as the art and Spanx as the canvas. If you don't have the right canvas, it affects the painting. And then, so wanting to wear my white pants without panty lines was the reason that it started. But then it grew because as a woman, I became so inspired to make things more comfortable for women. I saw how little care was happening in the industry. It's like I broke into an industry that had sort of fallen asleep at the wheel.
Well, and it's a women's industry that you're in, but I'm just curious about...
Well,
more guys are doing it too.
Well, it's a woman consumer, but
right.
Everyone making the products were men.
Well, so what was that like?
And what's it like? It was hysterical. I'm sitting at a table, bunch of men trying to explain this undergarment. And
I read a story where you took somebody, was it in Neiman or something, Neiman Marcus, where you took somebody into a bathroom and like, try it on.
Well, the buyer was this beautifully perfect woman. I had flown to Dallas. I had my 5-minute chance meeting with her. I had a Ziploc bag from my kitchen with my prototype in it and my lucky red backpack from college. And I could tell I was losing her 5 minutes into my pitch. So I just said, you know what? Please come to the bathroom with me. I mean, she looks so stunned. She goes, what? I go, please just come to the bathroom with me. Her name was Diane.
We women do that all the time.
Yeah. So she walked down the hall. I just met her and went to the bathroom with me. And I showed her what it could do on me. And she just said, it's brilliant. I get it. It makes a huge difference, and I'm going to try you in 7 stores.
Sarah, you have created this huge brand. It's ubiquitous, and it's a big business at this point. But you started out as a small business, and that really is the backbone of our economy. Do you think the environment is hospitable to small businesses, the political environment, the economic environment, the business environment?
I do, absolutely. In fact, I think it's so ripe for it with the internet and how it's so much easier now to start a business. I mean, everyone has access to the internet. Everyone has access to social media and all of these avenues that when I started Sphinx, I mean, when I started Sphinx, the iPhone didn't exist. It's so,
that's right.
And the Kardashians were only in sixth grade. Okay. So a lot has changed since Sphinx started, but I think it's a really awesome time.
I want to ask you, too, about, because you give back in a big way, and anybody who gets one of your catalogs, I do. You know, you talk about your Leg Up Foundation mm-hmm. or group. You believe in kind of supporting other women in starting their own businesses. Talk to us a little bit about why you got into it.
So I've always wanted to help women, and I just honestly didn't know I was going to start with their butts. That is the part of my story that really caught me off guard. But since I was a little girl, I was
how
like,
smart that you did.
Yeah, it was a good place to start, Carol, it turns out. And I feel so much gratitude for being a woman born in this country at the right time in the right place. And I know that I had nothing to do with that. So this gratitude that I have for the women who've come before me who didn't have as much opportunity and for the women right now around the world who still don't, that's what gives me courage and drive to keep going. It's almost like I feel like since the beginning I've been doing this for more than just me. I've sort of been on this journey for women. And so that giving back is just a no-brainer. It's like as soon as I could start putting aside profits to help give back, I did from the very first year that I started Sphinx out of my apartment. And to fast forward and be like, I was selling fax machines for $40,000 a year not that long ago, and now I can sign something called the Giving Pledge mm-hmm. and donate half my wealth to help women is just way beyond my wildest dreams.
You're also involved with Grameen America,
yes.
which I love. I remember meeting Muhammad Yunus many years ago, and just it's amazing in emerging economies, $100, $50 can make a difference in a family's life. And it's often women who are so responsible financially. Talk to me about your involvement in that.
Yeah, so we did a partnership with Grameen America, and I funded one of their ventures to raise money and give out microloans to over 100,000 women here
wow.
in the United States.
Wow.
And the loans make such a difference. And what's amazing about Grameen America is that it allows these women that are living below the poverty line right here in the United States that want to start a business, it allows them to build credit. Because the way their program works is they have to meet once a week and have to pay back the loan, and they really coach them.
Right.
And so part of it is they end up with impeccable credit. And these are women who've never even been allowed to apply for credit. So it's wonderful. And you know, Let Girls Learn. I just had dinner with Michelle Obama a couple weeks ago, which was such an honor, and learned about that, and am giving money to help Let Girls Learn. And Malala is such an inspiration. So wherever I can help women become educated and or give them a opportunity to do their own Spanx.
So talk to
me
about
do it.
Your Spanx, because the line has grown. You continue to innovate.
Yes, I make things for men.
You do. To be fair.
I do. I make things for men because my husband and my brother's undershirt was no good, and I saw this bulky, boxy thing under their clothes, the neck stretched out, and I love paying attention to things that have never changed.
Right.
The man's undershirt came out in 1918, Carol, and nobody's done anything to it since. So I just added a little bit of Lycra to the cotton tee. It tapered in the waist. It fits better under their dress shirts. And the neck doesn't stretch out. And they love it. It gives them low back support. So I love playing with that. I'm always looking at everything around me and be like, you know, like, why hasn't that evolved when
right.
some things have evolved so rapidly?
What I'm curious about, too, is the retail industry is not an easy one. And you see so many names in the retail industry either falling to the wayside or struggling in terms of growth. And yet you're growing. What do you think is kind of the magic sauce, the special sauce in the retail environment?
Well, it is changing so rapidly right now. It's really an interesting time with everything that's happening with brick and mortar and
right.
how consumer behavior is changing and people are wanting to shop more and more online. So I think just really listening to her and the consumer, staying close to your consumer and anticipating trends. For us, innovating, I still have so many ideas up my sleeve that we, the team and I want to create for women, mostly in the apparel arena, that will change the way she feels and wears clothes. So I'm not short of ideas.
All right, and that was Sarah Blakely, founder and owner of Spanx, here from the Massachusetts Conference for Women at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. She's one of the keynotes at today's event, actually sitting down with Gail King of CBS News, who we caught up with as well. We'll hear from her a little bit later on. But kind of fascinating, Corey, that here's a woman with, I think, $5,000 of her own money. It wasn't any kind of venture capital money. She had to go out and get her own patent and just built this, you know, business all on her own. And it really has become this huge industry. And there are copycats, but she really owns the market, if you will.
And it sounds like she really figured out sort of how to do it herself and keep it her own so that she could really grow it into something rather than selling out early.
And it is interesting to see what she's doing in terms of giving back, because really trying to help other, you know, women who want to start businesses with her own foundations, with her own organizations, to help them get started as well. And a really lovely person.
And she sounds fun.
You would love her. You're sorry you're not here.
I am sorry I'm not there, but it was a women's conference, so I figured I wasn't invited.
But just very interesting. And I loved her perspective of saying, hey, listen, when I started out, there was no iPhone. You know, you weren't using the internet. There wasn't, you know, you weren't using social media like you use today to kind of get a brand off the ground. So it was just fascinating to hear her give us some perspective on all of that. Sarah Blakely, again, founder and owner of Spanx. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets. We'll get an update for you on some of today's top business stories and today's rally. This is Bloomberg.